Good evening and welcome back to the Barbican Hall for another concert in the weekend devoted to the music of John Cage. We've also heard from his predecessors, his heroes, his pupils and associates of the so-called New York School. Tonight, in the second half of this concert, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre-André Vallade, will play music by two of Cage's friends, in particular Lou Harrison and Morton Feldman. There's the first movement of Harrison's Fourth Symphony. Paul Watkins will be the soloist in Feldman's cello and orchestra. And the concert ends with the United Kingdom premiere of Cage's 101. More of that later. For the first half of the concert is something entirely different. A performance of Cage's songbooks by the sopranos Nicole Tibbles and Francis M. Lynch with the pianist Rolf Hind. Cage was insatiably curious, and the first work this evening demonstrates this to the full. In the songbooks, written in 1970, he explored the medium of the solo voice with the same thoroughness that he explored the piano in his solo for piano, or the prepared piano in the sonatas and interludes. The songbooks are 317 pages long. They contain 92 items in 50 different compositional styles. A lot of the texts come from the writings of the American rural idealist Henry David Thoreau. Cage observed that he got from Thoreau, "Every idea I've had that's worth its salt." And in writing the songbooks, the principle of random operations really came into its own. For example, chance determined whether each text became a song with electronics, a theatre piece, or a theatre piece with electronics. And the theatre pieces offer the potential for some very strange activities and noises, as we'll soon find out. Cage proposed that the songbooks should be performed by any number of solo singers, making their own choice of songs from the 92 available and performing their choices together at the same time, i.e. chaos and cacophony should reign. Tonight, the choices that the sopranos Francis M. Lynch and Nicole Tibbles have made have gradually turned into a sort of Cage mini-opera during rehearsals. And they're interspersed with three more pieces by Cage, 7 haiku for solo piano, and 2 songs accompanied by the pianist Rolf Hind tapping on a closed piano, as he would, A Flower and The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs. What I can tell you in advance is that Frances M. Lynch plays the part of a bag lady. You'll hear her unpack her supermarket trolley full of rubbish, who eventually transforms into a diva. Nicole Tibbles is an opera diva who hits the bottle and ends up as an American football cheerleader leader. And even Rolf Hind himself takes part in the action. Well, the Barbican stage is bare apart from a few props, blackboards, tables, that sort of thing. There's even a grand plan of the Barbican concert hall and, of course, the piano. And we begin with John Cage's 7 haiku. Here is the pianist Rolf Hind to play them. He'll be joined by Nicole Tibbles and Francis M. Lynch for John Cage's Songbooks.